Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Darryl Griffith. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Nate Oliver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howie Reed. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Howie Reed. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Klaus. Batting second. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tracy Stallard. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tracy Stallard. And now, play ball. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus strikes out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Griffith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fairley moves to second. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder strikes out. Rosboro drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gonder out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Howie Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reed juggles the ball. That's an error on Reed. McMillan moves to second. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McMillan moves to third. Stallard moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field. Griffith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McMillan tags and scores. Stallard tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Mets. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis tags and scores. Two outs. It's Dodgers, 1, Mets, 1. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosboro hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Elliott, who is chasing the ball. Rosboro reaches third base with a triple. Griffith goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Dodgers. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Howie Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliver. The throw from Gonder and he is safe. Oliver steals second. Howie Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Reed is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonder hits a fly ball into right field. Griffith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 2 in the game. Wills hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Elliott. Wills reaches second base with a double. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 2 in the game. Gilliam hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wills moves to third. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus has Wills trapped. There's the throw to Gonder and over to Smith, who tags Wills for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Crane Poole settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 0 for 1 in the game. Stallard strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Darryl Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Griffith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Christopher throws the ball into McMillan, who tags Griffith trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Roseboro hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Reed covering, for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 2 in the game. Christopher is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Reed covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Howie Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliver. The throw from Gonder and he is out, McMillan applying the tag. One out. Howie Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Reed is called out on strikes. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wills hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 3 in the game. Gilliam hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-1, Dodgers. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Poole fields the ball and throws to Stallard covering. Safe. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Gonder and he is out, Klaus applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. Elliott moves to second. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith scores. Elliott moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Dodgers. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Tracy Stallard. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Mets 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Rod Cannell now playing second base. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Griffith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Elliott. Griffith reaches second base with a double. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Griffith moves to third. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Wes Parker now playing left field. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a pop-up towards first. Fairly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-3 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cranepool moves to second. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground into right field. Griffith picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Griffith. Cranepool scores. Altman moves to second. It's 4-3, Dodgers. Bob Miller now pitching. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Mets 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Oliver is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Wills bunts towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Elliott hits a fly ball into left field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-3 in the game. Gonder strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 4, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.